A U.S. Navy investigation triggered a series of suicides. It is now recommending big improvements in living and working conditions at shipyards, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Probe calls for changes to housing, food, parking, internet, and mental health and personnel programs. The investigation was launched after seven sailors assigned to the USS George Washington died in a year while the carrier was docked at Virginia's Newport News shipyard. Four were suicides, and while the probe says the suicides were not linked, they did reveal poor living conditions. The Navy says it's already improved conditions there and plans more moves at other shipyards with similar issues. The Navy's top civilian and officers say collectively the service let its standards slip and, quote, we let our people down. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Deutsche Bank has agreed to pay $75 million to settle a lawsuit claiming that the German lender should have seen evidence of sex trafficking by Jeffrey Epstein when he was a client. That's according to lawyers for women who say they were abused by the late financier. A woman only identified as Jane Doe sued the bank in federal district court in New York and sought class action status to represent other victims of Epstein. Lawsuit asserted that the bank knowingly benefited from Epstein's sex trafficking and chose profit over following the law to earn millions of dollars from the businessman. Superiors of the Massachusetts Air National Guard member charged with leaking highly classified military documents had raised concerns internally on multiple occasions about his handling or viewing of classified information, according to court filings on Wednesday. Justice Department lawyers made the disclosure in the court papers, urging a magistrate judge keep Jack Teixeira behind bars while he awaits the trial in the case stemming from the most consequential intelligence leak in years.